ready and racing.
Welcome to the Dogcast for Greyhound Racing SA. Visit grsa.com.au.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Dogcast, brought to you by Greyhound Racing SA. And I'm your host, Brenton Yates, and joined by Greyhound Racing SA's racing manager, Sean Matheson. And Matho, Easter's coming up. We've got a big Thursday night. This Easter Thursday card is always a big one. We've got the Easter Cup, and we've also got the Easter Challenge, a match race series.
Yeah, no, it's going to be huge this Thursday night at Angle Park. Always a great night. We've got these feature races, as you mentioned, the match race and the 595 cup race. Public holiday on Good Friday, so there's no reason, you know, people don't get down to the track and enjoy all the excitement of the racing. And the match race series in particular, Yatesy, is a real promotable event. You know, one-on-one racing, you get sort of the best of what SA has to offer from a sprinting point of view. And it's something different for the average person who comes to the Greyhounds. They see two-dog racing, which is a little bit different. So it's a real promotable event. We'll obviously have the cameras inside the boxes. The dogs will have their Easter rugs on. So it'll be really good.
Terrific stuff. So we're going to look back at the heats of last week's Easter Cup. We're over the 595 for those. So two heats we had there. Also, there's a bit of news going around the SA world, and particularly with the Mount Gambier Cup just around the corner. So I'll get you to tell us a bit about what's going on there. And of course, we'll dig right into these four match races that culminate in the overall Easter champion.
All eyes will be on the Group 3 Mount Gambier Cup on Sunday, 14th of April. Sponsored by Cadillac Racing. Get trackside for exciting greyhound racing with live music, fantastic food and free kids entertainment. It's a great day out for the whole family. We'll see you at Tara Raceway, located on Lake Terrace East. Gates open 11 a.m. Head to mountgambiergreyhounds.com.au for more info.
Don't chase your losses, walk away. Gamble responsibly.
The Week in Review.
Our Week in Review brought to you by the Fresh Pet Food Co. They're proud suppliers, of course, of fresh pet food for our GAP SA Greyhounds in the GAP prison programs, and they are based right here in SA. You can visit their website, freshpetfoodco.com.au, for more information. Matho, last Thursday night, we had a couple of heats of the Easter Cup over the 595. It's culminated in our final, of course, on Thursday night, where, like wildfire, will be pretty hard to beat, I would imagine. But let's just recap how they all made their way through.
Yeah, well, they were smallish fields for the middle distance feature last Thursday night. But our first heat, like wildfire, dominated the market. Took on the Kennelmate Zipping Neutron, which was had a big ask with Zipping Neutron coming back from the Group 1 Galaxy in Perth and then racing on the Thursday night. But like Wildfire, very professional, high-class greyhound, was able to begin really well, actually, I think, for Like Wildfire. You know, Whiskey led up, but at the winning post, Like Wildfire sort of put the power down and sort of ran to the front into the back straight. And I think you're sort of looking at that and going, okay, times and margins here. But Zipping Neutron sort of came out of the small field, chased really hard, and we know the class of him. And, you know, he kept continuing to make ground on Like Wildfire, who did run away and ran a very fast time in, 34.16. Zipping Neutron never gave it up and was making some good ground late, but still was beaten almost three lengths. And Miss Artemis, I thought she ran a really nice race. She got back in the field. She does have some early speed normally, but she got back in the field and ran home late. But I think the top two just showed their class.
Yeah, I think that first part you spoke about with Like Wildfire, that from the home turn the first time after box rise to heading out of the straight, that power in the home straight to really move up, take over, and then dart away will be something to look for in the final as well. Zipping Neutron, I agree, stuck on really well. Second heat, second of the two heats. Now, Magical Mystic able to poke up, lead and win. There was good support for Triumph, and they got in a real tangle heading out of the straight. It wanted to chop down to the rail and caught the other fence. He'd run a dash of blue.
Yeah, absolutely. The box draw, I think, played a bit of a role here with Magical Mystique. She drew one. She was able to poke up and lead, and I think that was the key to her to winning. At the winning post, there was that bit of a jam up with all the other runners with Dasher Blue and Triumph. I think Triumph wanting to get to the rail, Dasher Blue caught in the middle, and really affected both of their chances, really. Boulogne Boy ran to second, and Triumph and Dasher Blue were sort of out the back trying to make ground. While all that was happening, Magical Mystique sort of she was all, sort of off and gone, really. She ran 34.50, won by 2.5 lengths and did a good job in winning. Boulogne Boy stuck on really well for Adrian Chevalier and Triumph got going late, grabbed third on the line just ahead of Aquila. Dasher Blue, unfortunately, was sort of injured, probably in that incident, having just a couple of weeks off. But yeah, I mean, I think the box draw helped Magical Mystique, avoided that little bit of trouble. Did think Triumph's run was still pretty good after finding that bit of trouble and has qualified in the final.
Yeah, and there, as I said, there was really good money. It sort of halved its opening quote, so it was very, very well supported. Given the inside pair, like Dasher Blue, Magical Mystique were fancies in the market. Mate, Thursday night, obviously we've got big action here at headquarters, but obviously in Melbourne, Ben Rawlings with Peaky Boo in the final of the launching pad, drawn box one, has come up $7.50 in the tab fixed market. Obviously a nice winner at the first look there, and then I thought was a really nice second. I thought it was maybe even a better run than the win. Just the way it had to negotiate around the first bend and then really put the foot down and put a challenge on down the back. I thought it was a strong effort, and gee, Ben's got a great chance there Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. I think he was Peaky Boo was impressive first up in winning the heat.
Yeah.
But almost a better run in the semi-final, because at the winning post the first time, it looked like Peaky Boo was going to get crowded right out of it.
Yeah.
Was able to find a way through into the back straight.
It was intelligence, wasn't it? Yeah. Like field sense to just duck back inside that trouble that was on the outside and got a run through.
Considering Peaky Boo's only had, you know, 11, 12 starts, not much racing, and to have that sort of race experience, I think it's really good going forward in the future. But manoeuvred through the field and ran home well to grab second. And I think that was a terrific performance. The time was reasonably comparable to what Peaky Boo ran in the heat. It's going to have to go a bit quicker in the final, but has drawn one, as you mentioned. Perfect draw. Main challenge.
Is there a bit of a worry about it wanting to get off just a fraction on the first turn? Like the two races I've seen there, it sort of does look to be one greyhound off around that first bend. And I'm just wondering if that creates any issue for it.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think we've seen that with Peaky Boo here in the limited racing that Peaky Boo's had, that wants to get off a little bit. But I mean, you take box one, I suppose, in 150,000 to the winner Group 2 final any day of the week. And I think the main challenges are 2 and 3, or main dogs in the market, are just drawn straight outside. So hopefully Peaky Boo might get a bit of cover early. And who knows what happens late in the race. I just think is in with a great chance of performing really well for SA and for the Rawlings team. And good on them for, you know, they won the ticket through by winning the SA race here and have progressed through to the final. So good on them for taking the challenge on, and hopefully they get nicely rewarded.
What about other news, Matho? We've got the Mount Gambier Cup just a couple of weeks away, Sunday the 14th of April, I think it is, the big feature down in the southeast.
Yep, 14th of April is the Group 3 final. The heats will be on Sunday the 7th,
yep.
So not that far away at all. Expecting a really strong lineup of heats down there at the Mount. You're going to get those interstaters coming across the border, the locals, and you're going to get some good SA Metro dogs. I think at Hana Rico, by winning the Murray Bridge Cup,
qualifies for the bonus opportunity.
Qualifies for the bonus if can progress through the heats into the final, win the final. Like there's 10 grand there up as an extra.
Mm.
So I know they're going to take that challenge on, which will be really exciting for the club to have a dog like that competing.
I mean, very rarely do they not have competitive heats for this series. Like the last 3 or 4 years has been extraordinary, the strength of the fields.
They draw some terrific greyhounds from all over, and definitely from Victoria as well. They, you know, who knows what they'll get. They can get some top liners there, but even the sort of second string, the Country Cups dogs that come across.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been looking at the Mount Gambier fields in the last month has seen the strength of those races over the 500 metres, that it's going to be really good down there. So the 7th of April for the heats, culminating with the final, Group 3 final, on the 14th of April. And they have a really good supporting program as well on that day. So hopefully they get a nice weather and they get a good turnout.
All right, terrific stuff. Anything else you need to touch on, Matho, or does that cover us?
Well, straight after the Mount Gambier Cup final, on the Thursday back here at Angle Park, we have heats of the Anniversary Cup.
Yes.
Which has been elevated with the final to $50,000 on the 24th of April. So that's going to be terrific. Supporting that is also the SA Distance Championship heat into the final on the 24th.
Is it the 25th? It might be Anzac Day, that Thursday.
Anzac Day. Yeah, it's Anzac Day.
Yeah.
So you're right. So public holiday, Anzac Day.
Yep.
So that's going to be terrific. So public holiday. But, you know, not only 50,000 for the Anniversary Cup, but you're going to see the likes of probably Zipping Neutron and Leonard Jinx in those heats of the SA Distance Championship leading to the final. And you know what? For 50 grand, who knows what sort of dogs we're going to attract locally and from interstate.
Well, terrific. So all that within the next month or so. So it's really chugging along and building up to a terrific Easter and post period. Well, we've got to find the winner, Matho, of the Easter Cup and the Easter Challenge. So get your notes and we'll get into it shortly.
All eyes will be on the Group 3 Mount Gambier Cup on Sunday, 14th of April. Sponsored by Cadillac Racing. Get trackside for exciting greyhound racing with live music, fantastic food and free kids entertainment. It's a great day out for the whole family. We'll see you at Tara Raceway, located on Lake Terrace East. Gates open 11 a.m. Head to mountgambiergreyhounds.com.au for more info.
Don't chase your losses, walk away. Gamble responsibly.
The Preview.
The Preview is brought to you by the 52nd running of the Anniversary Cup at Angle Park. That's on Thursday, the 25th of April. It's got an elevated pool, as Matho told us, to $50,000. Get there trackside. It's going to be a huge night. We've got the Putter Up promotion, where you can win $2,000 for Drummond Golf. And there's also live music, kids entertainment, trackside bars and more. For more information or hospitality packages, visit greyhoundracingsa.com.au. How's your putter go, Matho?
No, I'm actually not bad around the greens.
Right,
so if it was a chipping competition, I'd be much better. but putting, I like to try to chip them in before, so I don't have to putt.
So what are we doing with the Putter Up promotion? Have you got anything from marketing about how that's all going to unfold? How does it working? How do you win the $2,000 voucher? Or should we cover that in an upcoming?
Yeah, we might have to cover that in an upcoming one. I sort of keep it close to their chest, just to, you know, a bit of mystery around it.
All right, terrific stuff. Now, we've got a couple of features. Let's start with the Easter Cup, Matho, on Thursday night. So this is over the 595 metres. We've got Like Wildfire. You'd imagine it'd be, we don't have the fixed markets just as yet, but it'd be the really red-hot favourite, probably, looking at the field, in front of probably Zipping Neutron and maybe Triumph. What do you make of the race?
Yeah, I mean, interesting, when we did do the box draw, there were sort of two box draws left with Magical Mystique and Like Wildfire, and I think Magical Mystique drawing 3, Like Wildfire drawing 4. Probably gives Magical Mystique a bit more of a chance, particularly with a bit more of her early speed. She might actually be able to lead, which does put her into the race. Mm-hmm. But to your point, I mean, I think Like Wildfire is the dog to beat. He hasn't put a paw wrong coming to SA, and he's ran brilliant time all the time. And his speed in the heat last week shows that he can just race on speed.
Yeah.
He's not going to get buried back in the pack based on what we've seen. So he'll probably be up near Magical Mystique, which I think will possibly lead, although Miss Artemis can show some speed from the red. But I think Magical Mystique might work her way to the front, and then Like Wildfire probably puts pressure on her. On times, he probably runs to the front, maybe off the back straight, probably. And I think then it's Zipping Neutron coming out of the pack with that 700-metre form, chasing hard, and, you know, who knows what happens late in the race. But you've got to have Like Wildfire on top, I think. Triumph, as you mentioned, just because he's drawn a bit wide, and we sort of said it.
Same as the heat.
I think he'd want to get to the fence at some point. So I think the box draw hasn't helped his chances, but clearly he's got plenty of ability, and he'd certainly be looking at him getting home late. But I just think, from my point of view, probably Like Wildfire on top. I think Zipping Neutron to probably grab second, just had a Magical Mystique.
Yeah, I've gone the same. I've gone 4-2-3-7. I thought Magical Mystique would lead them up. I thought Like Wildfire would really put the heat on, so to speak, heading around that first bend, take over and be too good, and Zipping Neutron out of the pack running home. And just depending where Triumph lands, I thought it might be a first four player. But we're in agreeance there, Matho. So
yeah.
4, 2, and 3. What about the match race? Now, how has this all worked out, by the way? So how does it come to this final field?
Okay, so it ends up being a nominated event for. And it's based around the Greyhounds winning times at Angle Park from the 1st of November 2023 up until nominations closed. So there we had a big long list of Greyhounds who qualified by the time they ran, and some dogs could have trialled as well. There was an option to trial specifically for it. And then so we had a big long list of you know, a lot of greyhounds, but a bit of an attrition rate, some injury, just not right and all that sort of stuff. But we end up with the eight dogs that we've ended up with. And effectively, they're all on their ratings, on their time ratings of 1 to 8. And then they're graded the one rated dog versus the four rated dog, then the 2v3, 5v8, and 6v7. And then they're placed into a field.
Yep.
And so whilst when we go to it, at Hana Rico's the top rated dog based on the time it ran, it's up against my Khaleesi, which we'll get to, but their dog's 7 and 8. So they go last. And so it's a little bit like, you know, you're sort of leading to...
You're building to the crescendo, so
much,
to speak.
Yeah.
So when you say trialing, by the way, what a trialing time would count?
Yeah. So to promote, so add to the promotion of it, we provide two race night opportunities leading up to the event. So like a dog might have been running second in free-for-all company, running really fast time, but not winning.
Yeah.
And so you go, right, if you want to step out of racing for a week, trial, that trial time will count.
Yeah.
So we have plenty of dogs who've run quick times, but haven't won. And you might even also get a middle distance dog or something that just, you know, hasn't been having any luck. And they go, listen, maybe by myself I can run time here. So we use that as a promotion for the series. Mm-hmm. So we've had a couple of dogs, I think Raver's Army trialed, and then we had Riot Rooster trial as well.
Yeah, I mean, he'd run 30 and 59 though before, hadn't he? So he went quicker in the trial.
Did
that mean he got in or was he in already?
Well, so the Rawlings team probably didn't know because there was a list of dogs. So, but there was an attrition rate of dogs not being there. So they probably could have sat back and gone, okay, well, we'll take our chance here. Or they decided to trial, and also maybe even trialing got themselves a little bit higher on the order into a slightly more lucrative race as well. Because the prize money is structured also by sort of where you are on the ratings.
So do you want to run through the rankings and then we can go through the individual match races, but how they came about from the top rater down to the eighth rater?
Yeah, no, of course. So the top rated dog based on times, which you have there, Yatesy, thank you. So at Hana Rico was the fastest qualifier and what was nominated.
Yes.
So running 30.27, two was Victor Marley, three Riot Rooster, four My Khaleesi, five Woodside Johnny, six Doonan, seven Fantastic Ada, eight Whiskey Soda at 30.69, and then the reserves Texas Ear and Springvale Maddie. So they're all structured based on their winning times.
Yeah.
And so 1 to 8. And then we then went, okay, so it's the one dog at Hana Rico versus the four dog, My Khaleesi, which is all written out in the rules. And that's the matchup. And then once we then decide that, that's how it's placed in the eight dog field. Bear in mind, it's also SA trained based on domiciliary. So the likes of a Triumph or like Wildfire, who may have been really suited to this type of series, and they've gone the other way to the 595 Easter Cup because they don't qualify due to domiciliary.
Okay. And what's the domiciliary, 3 months?
It's like the Nationals, so 76 days out of 150.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get stuck into it, Matho. So we've got the first of the match races. It's going to be Doonan up against Fantastic Ada. What do you think here?
Well, I mean, so Doonan's got the inside, which I think where Doonan wants to be, and Fantastic Ada comes out of box three, the outside. Again, I think that's where Fantastic Ada wants to be.
Yeah.
I think the two-dog lineup suits Fantastic Ada and drawn the outside. I think it really suits her down to the ground. Doonan's been in good form, but in Masters company, and probably hasn't run the time that he ran when he first came to SA, when he was in some of the open company races and the likes of that. So I think just on times, I think Fantastic Ada probably has the edge, but both of these dogs have drawn exactly where they want to be, I feel.
Yeah, true. And Fantastic Ada loves that space, which is going to get from the three and obviously nothing outside, but it's that acceleration around the first turn heading to the back that I like about Fantastic Ada. So, look, I agree. I think it will be the one taking out the first of them. Next is Whiskey Soda up against Woodside Johnny. Tell me about this pairing.
Well, so Whiskey Soda again, probably for Steve Coates. She likes the inside, again, where she wants to be. And Woodside Johnny, a dog with plenty of ability, only still a grade 6 greyhound, but has run some fast time. But he wants room as well.
Yes.
And he wants the less dogs in the race, probably the better for him too. So suits him down to the ground. Whiskey Soda has the experience and she's drawn where she wants to be. But again, I think just on times, I think Woodside Johnny can give her a bit of a start, and I think he can probably run over the top of her, although he wouldn't want to give Whiskey Soda too much of a lead out because she does have middle distance form as well, and she's a strong campaigner. But I'd probably be leaning to Woodside Johnny because it really does suit him.
It's a really interesting training move by Steve Coates with Whiskey Soda because didn't have a run for nearly 3 weeks, and that was from the sprint. Then stepped up, obviously, on Monday night to the 595 metres, and now is quickly on the back up Thursday night to the shorter sprint. So it's a really interesting method that Stephen's used with the qualification here.
Yeah, I think with, and I've got to give a shout out to all of our trainers who nominated for this series. Yeah. It might not have necessarily been on their radar, and opportunities come for them to get into the series. Gotcha. So for Steve, he's supported the series. Yeah. I don't necessarily think this was necessarily his plan.
Look, I don't mind it, by the way, because you know I'm a big fitness indicator, and to me she's going to get a lovely kick in fitness off that Monday night run into this on a quick backup. So I don't mind the play, but I think Woodside Johnny has probably got the better top-end talent with clear room, so I'm going to lean that way. But it should be an intriguing little race. Yeah. I think the one for me that I'm looking forward to the most is the next one, which is Victor Marley up against Riot Rooster. Yeah. So Victor Marley, obviously we saw bounce back into some really nice winning form last start, and Riot Rooster coming through, as we spoke about earlier, that trial. It was interesting to note he was up nearly a kilo on his race weight to that trial. So that might just give him a nice little trim up heading into this as well.
Yeah, no, I think, as you mentioned, probably the most interesting, probably going to be the most competitive, probably, of the four matches. I think on draw again, I think both of them would actually like to have drawn the outside. I think Riot Rooster likes a bit of room, and I also think Victor Marley likes a bit of room. But, I mean, it's in a two-dog race. Victor Marley probably has the early speed edge here. She probably leads. But I think Riot Rooster, that trial was quite impressive. 30.51 actually went quicker than what Victor Marley did in the race. Victor Marley had to work pretty hard from wide on the track to get the lead. But from then, she had it pretty easy in front. And she went 30.65 and he went 30.51. So I think if Riot Rooster sits on Victor Marley, Victor Marley does have a tendency to roll a little bit away from the rail. I think the run might be there. And I just think if Riot Rooster's close enough, I'm probably leaning to Riot Rooster just to poke up the inside and probably win by a nose.
It's a step up for him here, isn't it? Like, he's been coming through the age races and then some easier grade 5 and 6. And if you're ever going to move into the open grade, it's sort of, this isn't a bad little spot for him where you've only got head-to-head with one. I mean, he's won the same amount of races as Victor Marley. They both won 9 races, only had 11 starts. So it's an extraordinary strike rate that he's been able to produce. And look, he's a winner. He just sort of knows how to get it done. So it's track and trip, by the way, that I'm talking about, the 9 of 11. He's had 14 runs overall. But here at Angle Park, he's had 9 wins from 11 goes over this track and trip. So I'm going to go with Victor Marley because I felt it was a big bounce last run and back to some of its better racing, but I think it's going to be a terrific race. And it wouldn't surprise me to see the East Star winner come out of that particular heat.
Yeah, I think they'll run time in that one for sure. I think both of them will run time that could possibly put them in the top three overall for sure.
Final one, we've got Adhana Rico, the top raider, up against Mike Khaleesi. Mike Khaleesi's drawn the inside.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it came out, I suppose whoever was drawing Adhana Rico is probably always going to have a bit of a big ask for sure. But Mike Khaleesi's drawn the inside. Again, I think Mike Khaleesi suited to the inside. And I think Mike Khaleesi can probably lead initially. Having said that, Adhana Rico did show some good speed in that Murray Bridge Cup, which was surprising, I think, which put him right on pace and virtually allowed him to dominate the race. But I just think on what we know at Angle Park, I think Mike Khaleesi leads. I think at some point Adhana Rico is probably going to go past Mike Khaleesi, probably around the outside. But Adhana Rico is a dog that does like to stick to the inside. And we saw it, we're talking different classes, but Where's Poppy has beaten Adhana Rico when Where's Poppy has led and Adhana Rico, but they're going really fast. Yeah. So it's really hard to go past Where's Poppy. I'm not absolutely saying Mike Khaleesi is in that same category. But what I'm saying is my Khaleesi is going to be in front, and if she sticks to the rail, Adhana Rico is probably going to just take some time to go past. That might have an effect not so much on winning the match, but have an effect on the overall time. What did you think?
Look, Adhana Rico, to me, would win the match race with my Khaleesi. Look, you're right. It was a bit like, it was sort of like, wow, I'm in front, like in that Murray Bridge Cup final, was able to work over and get to the lead, sort of just going into that first bend. Chapel Road chased home pretty well, I thought, into second, but he held on well. He's going to have, I think he's better getting out after something, and I think that's what's going to happen here. Mike Khaleesi in front, he'll have the chance to sort of run out after him, run out after her, and get over the top. So, look, I've got him on top, and I do have him on top for the series, but that previous match race has really got me intrigued with Victor Marley and Riot Rooster, that the winner could come from that one too.
What do you think coming to the last match race, if we're sort of thinking the Victor Marley Riot Rooster race will go fast, what time do you reckon they'll post? What time do you think Adhana Rico will then post?
Okay, so what we're looking at is their personal bests.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So Victor Marley at its top end goes 30 mid. Riot Rooster actually has run its best in that trial, I think, 30-51. I think we're looking at a 30-35 sort of run, and then Adhana Rico to come out and beat that.
Yep.
Maybe 30-40 at the lowest, but Adhana Rico has been quicker than that in the past. So what do you think? Is that the sort of time bracket we're looking at?
Yeah, I think that about a 30-40 will be what will be the winning time, if you like, leading into the final match race, and that's the time Adhana Rico needs to run, and I think he'll go around 30-20, I think. But my only caveat with that is, depending on if he just gets clear running, I think he can possibly go quicker than that. But if he gets sort of balked a little bit, I reckon people watching the clock, that 30-30, if there is around that mark, you never know. But I think just on class edge, and he's going to get the opportunity to win here. So I think he's the one that I'd have on top. And then I think the place getters do come from that third match race. Both I'd have Riot Rooster second, because I think Riot Rooster will win just out of Victor Marley.
All right, I've gone the other way. Adhana Rico from Victor Marley and Riot Rooster.
Yep.
All right, what about a best bet, mate, for Thursday night? The Big Easter Cup and the Easter Cup and the Easter Match Race Challenge Series.
Yeah, wonderful night's racing. Really strong card of racing. So I do like race 9, number 8, Immense, for Matty Schultz.
Okay, tell me about this greyhound.
Only a 6-dog field, which I think will suit. Box 8 probably doesn't suit Immense, but does have really good early speed and has gone, 30-70 at Angle Park in winning. I think Immense leads to the, crosses over just out of the front straight, and from there proved too hard to beat. What did you like?
Has had 42 runs from box 5 and out.
Yeah.
For 3 wins.
No.
None from box 8, has had 7 runs from the 8 draw, 4 placings though.
I get that, but she has won from box 7 at Angle Park, and she's in really good form, Immense, at the moment. So 6-dog field as well.
Yep.
So you'll get a slightly better price, JC. That's what I'm thinking.
I'm going to go for Texas Ear. This is a greyhound who was nominated just reserve at what ended up being for the match race series. Yep. Goes out to the 595 here, which I do like him at. He was able to go to Gawler last run and get the job done after a couple of runs that were maybe just a bit below par at Angle Park, and bounces back up to that 595 metre race. I think he's got a terrific chance in that particular event. So I'm going to go race 7, number 4, Texas Ear.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good race, by the way. The sort of, this, not consolation in the Easter Cup, but a really nice 595.
All right, well, mate, that's us done. You'll be out there with the bunny ears and the Easter eggs for us on Thursday night.
It's one of the, I really love the night. I've obviously loved the promotional aspect of the Match Race Series, Easter, and also the vision that we provide. I mean, it's sort of, we're the only state in Australia who has accomplished the inside the boxes camera stuff, which, again, I think is a really good insight to what the dogs do. Really looking forward to it. No reason anyone shouldn't get out there. There'll be plenty of activities going on. So, and the racing's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, and get there early too, because the match race is early. So it's early on in the program. It's not as though it's a race 8 sort of scenario. It's early on in the program. So get there early and don't miss it.
It's race 3. Yeah. And there's 4 races in 1 as well.
They're about 10-minute gaps, aren't they?
So it's really quick. It goes really quick. And so it's race 3, 7:19, I think is the first of that.
Yep.
And we also moved the Easter Cup, the 5:95 feature, to race 6.
Yep.
Because it does stretch out the night with the Easter match racing. So rather than being race 8 around 9:30, if you've got kids or stuff like that, you know, you sort of, you want to go home after the feature, but it's around 7:45, the race 6.
I think that's a good move. All right, Matho, good stuff. We'll see you there Thursday night. All right.